Dear listeners, wherever you are on the road, in the office, or at home, on the couch, we welcome you to our podcast, BI for All Talks. From big data and machine learning to data visualization and predictive analytics, we cover it all. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn something new.
Hello and welcome to another episode of BI for All Talks. I'm Branka Petrovic, Country Manager at BI for All Switzerland. And today I'm joined by Yannick Hitt and Mauricio de Souza from Revion, who will share their know-how on this fascinating topic of sustainability and AI. Thank you both for being here with me and taking the time to discuss this exciting subject in this first episode of three. So guys, we've been following each other for years in this industry, and finally we also partnered up. As you both are experts in this field of IT and AI, the topic of sustainability in AI is a natural fit for you, I hope. First of all, could you tell me a bit more about yourselves? Who is Mauricio? Who is Yannick? What brings you to Revion?
All right. First of all, thank you very much for organizing this podcast. We were super excited already, like beforehand, when you actually came with us with this idea of actually, you know, having a podcast together. So we're actually really thrilled to be here. My name is Mauricio de Souza. I'm the CEO of Revion in Switzerland. About myself, I'm passionate about technology. I think that's actually what describes me the best. I like making complicated topics, or IT topics, to be more precise, simple, and actually explain that to individuals and of course companies, where technology is like not the core business, however has a major influence in their everyday business. And so I like to be there and helping people at the end of the day, helping people out, navigating through the IT space. And actually, that's why we're at Revion, because Revion summarizes exactly that. We are an IT consulting boutique where we actually are fellows to all our customers in the journey to X in the IT. So basically like journey to cloud, journey to actually making an IT strategy, journey to making their businesses more profitable through IT. And that's actually what summarizes our business. So that's about Revion. And here I have my great friend and partner, also Yannick.
Yes, hello also from my side. I'm Yannick, and I also would like to say a very, very big thank you to you, Branka, to letting us sit here in this room and talk about this very interesting topic about sustainability and AI and how they affect each other. I work as a consultant at Revion, and I support our customers and partners and clients in very different projects related to sustainable IT and IT security. And the topic of sustainable IT is of particular interest to me because it allows me to kind of make a professional contribution to this whole problem of global warming, of climate change. And it's also very kind of a little bit an emotional and very passionate topic for me. And I try to use this kind of expertise and my experience to help companies and organizations tackle this problem, to help to reduce their footprint and also obviously increase their positive impact that they have around sustainability. And yeah, there are of course many, many ways to do that. And the most important thing I think is for organization to address it and try to become better every day.
Hey guys, thank you very much for your introduction. Well, let's then dive straight into this topic. What is sustainability in AI, and why is it so important? Who wants to start?
I'd love to start. Give it a shot. I think first of all, we have to really define what is AI. When we're talking about AI, we're talking about machine learning in first instance. But there's like a, you know, basically two definitions of AI. Are we talking about an AGI, like and really like human purpose or human close identity that will actually also like at least think of or calculate emotions. I think we're not talking about that one. We're not talking about AGI. We're talking about narrow AI. We're talking about calculations, more like on a co-pilot sense of the technology being the human in the steering wheel and the AI helping you out with decision making. And I think continuing with that thought process, I would say AI will have, or does have already in many cases, in many use cases also for businesses, really a big potential to be to actually help out companies making decisions, not only, of course, in you know, with numbers, facts and figures, but really also making a positive impact regarding sustainable IT.
And that's where IT, or basically sustainability, comes in.
Exactly.
I would say many, many people don't know actually the whole impact of our digital world that we have, and obviously also of the IT sector in particular, but then also of AI. And yeah, studies show that actually the whole digital world is responsible for 4% of the CO2 emissions worldwide. 1% goes to the data centers. Like, the global energy consumption of data centers is therefore quite high, and then making the transition to AI goes to there, that Google says that they use around 15% of the energy consumption just for machine-related computing, which shows that actually it's quite a big part of it. I mean, if you see Google with the whole infrastructure that they are actually providing, and if only or basically 15% goes to the energy consumption for just for this this particular topic, it's quite a lot. And we also need to consider that basically the energy production is the highest contributor to the whole emissions worldwide, the whole CO2 emissions, and therefore have basically a direct relation to the topic. And there was actually lately, I think, a disclosure from Meta that they said that the carbon footprint of their, I think there are four models, the LLMA models. They used like 2,600 megawatt hours and emitted around 1,000 tons of CO2 just for training. So that's quite a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is insane. Before we started recording this podcast, I said there are like two questions that we need to talk about or understand. Like, there is this like the sustainability of the technology itself, AI, and then, you know, how sustainable, or like what are the impacts on sustainability through AI. And that's really something that we need to kind of like clarify and understand, because obviously if we look at blockchain, is that sustainable as technology? Is AI sustainable as technology? Is quantum computing sustainable as a technology? You know, that's really one part that is kind of like also important for me to understand. You know, yes, there is so much so many things that we can achieve with the technology, but like on one side we need to see like how sustainable is it, and what is the impact on our ecosystem by using all this technology. But yeah, maybe we kind of like will figure it out through sure. all these questions. Let's see, you know, when we go to the next question, that is very much interesting as well. Actually, like, maybe the answer closer to mm-hmm. the question I have. So how does AI contribute to sustainability, and what applications are there already?
I'd like to maybe jump in on that question, because
sure.
I think you already mentioned a very good thought process that you have to do. Like, what is the way, like, you're mentioning like all these like cutting edge technologies that are technology for sure of tomorrow. They're not here, at least not for the general public. I think it really starts, everything starts with the self. And the thing is that in my point of view, it's like, most of people, we are not all, you know, using ChatGPT, large language models here, image creation there. But let us just start with the basics that have been now around for 20 years, like sending an email. You know, are you aware that every email that you are sending is actually creating a carbon footprint? Of course, I mean, we have to send them, and I wouldn't, you know, glue myself on the streets now or on my computer just, you know, to make a point of like not sending emails, but you actually have to like start, you know, a little bit small and thinking, hey, what is my actually footprint in general using technologies? Because everything you do, every mouse click or that you actually do has a very big, well, not a very big, but it has definitely an impact.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I think that's basically what also Branka was saying about, you really need to understand kind of this aspect of sustainability in this digital world and sustainability through the digital world or through the technologies that you're also using. It's a point that I think it's not considered yet in decision making of companies or of organizations, and it really needs to be kind of a factor inside of this whole process. What is our sustainability aspect? Because there is a very nice picture in the internet about this kind of big overview that on one side you have the this part of sustainable inside of this world, and it's like kind of the footprint that we are leaving behind. And on the other side is the handprint that we are having by making stuff with our things, by using the technology. And I think that's a very, very nice kind of visualization to think about what we are basically doing inside of this area.
Cool.
So, yeah, so going to that question, I also had, as I have mentioned before, so how does AI contribute towards sustainability? And are there any applications or, you know, tools or?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, Yannick, as the expert, will tell a lot more and in more detail. But I think AI, as I already said, like in previously, you have to see it like in first and forehand, like at least in the nearest future, as your co-pilot and decision helper. And what kind of decisions that are there to be made, or actually dashboards that you know, like numbers or factors that you have to see, or that were until now like blind spots. I think AI will actually have a very eye-opening role in that. But maybe Yannick, you can help out with a little bit more of actually, you know, models or facts that we could actually use.
Yeah, there are actually two very, very nice examples where you see that AI is already contributing to many, many use cases. The Allen Institute for AI, they have two projects or two use cases that are very interesting. One is kind of using AI for climate modeling to forecast really the consequences of global warming that we are facing, also like long-term, but short-term as well. And on the other side, they use AI to improve the maritime transparency to protect the oceans, which includes, for example, better alternating systems, identifying illegal fishing, things like this. And I think that AI can really be a key factor inside of this whole sustainability topic, what we can achieve, what we can make better, what we can optimize. And I mean, through all the areas in the end, Marisa was saying the topic about to make better decisions. And I think that's really, really necessary because we have so much data that we bring together. And to understand even this data is very, very complex and very, very difficult. And I think AI can help us to really better understand the organization itself, that we have the whole company, and then make better decisions based on this data that is collected.
I think also, like, you know, if you're thinking now about like cloud hyperscales and everything, I find it very good, really nice that most of the hyperscalers, they do already have like this sustainability dashboard. And also like they also create options for you to say, well, I'm hosting my data now on you know, for example, Microsoft Azure's data centers or the Azure cloud, which landing zone will be the more, you know, efficient one, you know, sustainability wise.
Yeah. We see technologies evolving, and everyone is kind of progressing, and I think that's the most important point, and we are getting better day by day, and that's it.
I'm not a very, you know, big fan of, you know, politicizing everything or actually creating, you know, that you know, the states have to create laws to actually enforce sustainability, but I think depending on you know, on businesses or challenges that each country is facing, we could actually also, you know, rely on some lawmaking to enforce these kind of thoughts. Especially, you know, like with these kind of dashboards or reports of being, hey, look at this. This is our efforts that we've been doing. I think at the moment it's really just more a, you know, yeah, look at us. Nice to do. I don't know what you think about it, Danny.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this whole topic is very, very, very actual as well. Not only for companies, but also on the regulatory perspective. And there are laws coming in the next few years, especially in Europe, for example, now, where companies are getting kind of into this whole reporting topic, and they need to get the data. They need to use these dashboards to report their data, their initiatives that they are doing to be more sustainable. And it's necessary. I mean, on the other side, no one would do it without this kind of financial aspects, obviously. And it's very necessary to have these regulatories as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And with that, also a standard how to measure, for example, the ESG emissions, these kind of things, because basically now everyone is doing it kind of on their own. And that's very big lack, or very, very big point that we are still failing to really make good and comprehensive reports. And yeah, what I said, we are getting better day by day. And I think that's the most important thing. And
Yeah, I think creating an incentive for companies, of course, it's going to create new topics as well for us companies in the reporting realm as BI for All, or the business intelligence realm, or also in the consulting realm for us. So that's why I think this not only, of course, AI in general, but and the use cases, but really the sustainability point, it's going to be, I think, a very nice topic that we're going to.
It's a very good start, like, you know, to have the regulations on environmental, social, and corporate governance. I think that's where, you know, we are going to have a real impact when it comes like to that reporting, and clear reporting, and that's becoming like it's going to be a must from next year on for companies. So I think that is really, you know, it shows the first step in the right direction, where everyone as a collective needs to think about, you know, all these three aspects. So it shows that we're going in the right direction. But, you know, I would also love to understand, you know, how can we tackle the challenges in achieving that? You know, and what are the challenges? Because obviously, as we said in the beginning, you know, there is a vast landscape of technological advancements, and AI, you know, is a powerful tool. But what are the challenges? What do you see? Like, I come across many times when I speak about, you know, AI or, you know, the new technologies, I feel I'm still not understood yet. Like, I'm understood by you guys because you guys are, you know, in this environment. But if I speak outside of the environment, of the IT environment or tech environment, then I still feel like we're not there yet. Okay, so I feel like the education part is missing in that area. So that's my understanding. But I would love to hear, like, what do you think are the challenges in achieving sustainability in AI?
Yeah, that's a good point. What we haven't talked about yet is this whole footprint thing. So basically, this sustainability inside AI or inside this technology world, and there we need to see this whole supply chain or value chain that we are having there, because especially with AI, we have hardware to train these models that is very, very powerful, that has a very, very high performance. And what needs to be considered is this whole chain from producing the hardware until the end, and also getting this, let's say, this idea of that not everything that we are making is directly having a good impact, because we need to consider that this hardware, the production of the hardware, the extraction of the materials, et cetera, already has a very, very big footprint that we are basically having when we start to use the hardware to make solutions or to build solutions. And this is basically the aspect that is considered on one side. On the other side, we also need to see around AI, how these models are trained. Like, where are they trained? Are they trained in data centers that are in a country, for example, with a very bad energy mix? And also, obviously, afterwards, the social part, like, are these, for example, the parameters that you have in large language models, are they done in countries with bad labor or where people are not very well paid? So there are many different aspects that we need to consider, and obviously afterwards as well, this kind of whole thing about we have a lack of transparency around the carbon emissions that are generated by AI, because we don't really know, or we don't really have the data of the whole chain that we have. We have a lack of efforts to quantify the carbon footprint, because right now everyone is just talking about, hey, we have the best solution, but no one is really really considering this, the sustainability aspect. We have a lack of reliable data regarding this value chain, as I said, and also every contributor, every provider inside of this is not really, really interested in providing this data, which is, a very bad aspects of it. And obviously also these AI models become more and more powerful and widely used. And so it is expected that the whole carbon output, or let's say the whole footprint, is going to rise. I think there we need to find kind of a way to have a balance between what is our footprint and what is the handprint that we are basically getting in the end. And we really need to improve on the footprint side to better understand what did we do with what we are doing. What is the footprint? Where's the data? How can we get the data? Is the data reliable, transparent? All these things. And I think there's where we need to improve, because the handprint side is already very, very, very famous now, and everyone is using it. But we really need to better understand the footprint side.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure, like on a data point of view. Another point that does not only regard the sustainable IT, sustainability part, but also really just AI in general, is really ethical doubts, basically, what is right, what is wrong, which values are we actually taking in account when using these models. Biases, are there any? Because at the end of the day, it's just a very small handful of people that actually, are ahead of these large language models, or in AI in general. There's like not it's not a technology. Of course, Turing already talked about artificial intelligence in the early beginnings of computing in general, but in the scale that we're actually having now, it's actually not many resources or knowledge resources there. So I think we have to really mind that as well. Who is actually, sustainability is not only really the energy part, but also like the social part. And also, if you think about AI, is this a tool that is going to be only now for the developed countries, or is this also a tool that is going to be what are socially seeing, what are these countries that have social that don't have access to the internet, how is AI in sustainability in general going to be a topic for those countries as well, because at the end we're in this game as one species. But I think that's very, very, very thoughts ahead. I just think that in the future, especially talking about AI, how is it going to be regulated? Because I'm a technology optimist, of course. I see the potential that the technology has, but it also has potential for doing some really bad things. If you listen to other podcasts like Lex Fridman, etc., there you have a wide range of people that are super pro and other people that are super against, talking about exactly this topic.
Well, we had a podcast on AI and ethics last time with before this one together with Dr. Dorothea Bauer.
What did you say about it?
It's worthwhile listening.
Very good. Yeah.
I click on the other show.
She's an expert on AI and ethics for sure. So awesome. I can really recommend it. But yeah, this is exactly somehow like, you know, that direction that we need to be aware of these challenges. And yeah, on one hand is a challenge, but we have to understand that there have to be like, you know, it has to be kind of like of a framework that works for everyone. And yeah,
absolutely. And I, this is like more on the wide range, you know, of general challenges for AI and sustainability, but also like now more on the business part is like really on the regulatory part. And where is this data going? Are we talking like only about large language models being, you know, OpenAI's ChatGPT, or are we going to do like a more dedicated AI here in Europe or in Switzerland or whatever? How are we going to translate all this progress, this technology advantage that we now have or could have to businesses, right? And there comes like really the you know, the consulting part, like what are the use cases, what are the implications, mm-hmm. what are the data, what is the data that are we using, is it personal data, is it not personal data? I think that must be, that will be our, I think in our companies that we are talking here, this is going to be the biggest challenge, and also for our customers, and I'm really looking forward to tackle them.
Yeah, but this is exactly, you know, the point and what I was saying before. It's kind of like, you know, while we are talking about, you know, this and also understanding, you know, the challenges and maybe also the beneficial usage of using AI, using your own data that there exists within your companies and making beneficial usage out of it. That's one point. But, you know, to make that really kind of like to bring that awareness into other companies or in you know, the entire organization, including not only the C-level, but like, you know, embracing everyone, it's kind of like still a challenge to show that you nowadays you no longer can navigate a company without, you know, the usage of data. And that's really a serious thing. And we see companies, obviously, they are very, very advanced in that, and they use their data and, you know, and they're very, very successful. But there are still, you know, legacy companies, they still have not understood that message that if you don't start now, you will kind of like, you know, lose the track of it. And, you know, and we have like such different topics that are relevant to everything that you know, kind of like tackle with the technology. And now like this is another topic that we're talking about today, like the sustainability of it. And then there are so many other topics that need to be understood and focused on. And I still refer again to the same point, like the lack of education. Not in the sense of like understanding, you know, what is AI or, you know, or somehow like what's the digital transformation, but more like including everyone in the organization, breaking things down to every single person to make that understood. So that I feel like that's one of the challenges.
That's a gigantic challenge.
You know, and that's also part of being, you know, sustainable in that sense.
Yeah, to have this kind of big overview about all the topics that are, yeah, inside of the today's time, and yeah, to connect them. I think that it's very, very necessary to connect like each topic to other by understanding like somehow how it's going to work, and then until some grain of detail. But I think that's a very, very challenging part.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just reading right now, like something that just came up to me. And it says like the Royal Bank of Scotland have recognized this need for education and awareness with their own ranks. They have taken proactive measures to educate their employees about AI technologies, their ethical considerations, and how they can be utilized responsibly in various aspects of banking operations. By fostering a culture of understanding among their workforce These organizations set an example for others to follow. And this is exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, we need to speak more about like also these use cases, like where is the impact and how was the impact made, you know? And so if everyone in the organization is aware of it, and you can then start speaking about that, other companies will understand. Other companies will also be open to kind of like follow that, you know, because I feel like it's such and any topic that I've recorded so far, and it's so interesting. You see, like, you know, we are at a certain point, we're aware, we're kind of like knowledgeable, but it's such a vast landscape of things. And, you know, technology is changing as we speak. So you can't even like follow up, you know, it's like,
there are no full stacks anymore.
You know? So it's like really, really, wow. So it is really important that we stay on track and at the point on the edge of things.
Yeah.
But we need to include everyone else as well.
Absolutely.
And to your point, like, yes, like, you know, we are in Europe, and if you look at the Western countries, we are very, very advanced. But last year, I was in Nepal and doing some hikes. And there, I mean, no one is talking about, you know, how sustainable is AI, or, you know, about any kind of like digital transformation whatsoever. So we need to make sure that we kind of like have that inclusion of, you know, of our ecosystem in general.
I do just have like, and absolutely, I totally agree with you. In the educational part, we actually have like now one of our, you know, newest success. Because as Bank of Scotia that you just mentioned, we also have a customer of ours also in financial institution that they also recognize, all right, there is here something that will actually like have a huge impact in our everyday lives. Being, you know, white collar workers doing Excel tables will maybe one day not be
needed.
Not needed, but at least you know, you will not have to actually, you know, or you know, put a second person on the topic if one person with a assistant basically can do exactly the same task, right? And they did exactly that. They asked us to make like an AI course. What is AI in general? What are we facing here? What is there? What is not? And was not only for them very interesting, because as Yannick already said, and you also mentioned, we are now like, you know, we're in a bubble of technologists, right? Technology is our business and we talk about it every day. It's like, it's our lives basically. But that's only for us. Like, I was very interested in actually knowing, like, we did a workshop. It was not only like a monologue thing. And in this workshop, I actually also asked the people actually, you know, doing this all financial complicated stuff that I really do not know anything about. And I asked them, so what do you know about this? What is AI for you? And it was super interesting actually to hear what these people had to say, because their definition of AI or, you know, technology in general is so different than ours. And I think it is always a question of context, right? And I think, as you said, inclusion, not only like, of course, the furthest far away Nepal, but I think just like in our neighbors here in Zurich, really to just actually create a common sense of what is technology and what is possible with it, because only then you can actually leverage the usage of this technology, being AI or sustainability. Really, like, hey, we have these tools that are like super powerful. We have like, you know, as much computing power as ever. You can actually use it to improve the way you work and make it, and after improving it, you could actually really just also make it more sustainable.
This is like, we slightly drifted.
Sorry, I think that's the nature of a podcast like this, right? This
is really cool. I know. We slightly drifted apart, but it is so interesting. And, you know, all the points said are like, you know, to the point. But let's go back like to understand, you know, how to make AI more energy efficient and environmentally friendly. Yannick, can you say something about this?
I think it can say a lot.
Yes, I think I try to get this topic a little bit more technically, like inside the bubble to another bubble, obviously. There's an index from Stanford, the Stanford Artificial Intelligence Index. They say that it took 502 tons of CO2 to train GPT-3, which
How much?
502 tons of CO2. And this is equivalent to the lifetime of 8 cars, actually. And if you think about it, I mean, besides the methodology, how they measured it and stuff, if we leave it aside, just to think about if it took so much or if it produced so much emissions, what would it be if we kind of scale that? I mean, this was GPT-3, we have GPT-4 now. There are other providers which are doing the same. And I mean, in the end, it's up to everyone to decide whether 8 cars are much or not. What I think is that we really need to consider making these things more efficient and more environmental friendly. And by, we can do that in one side by obviously using these models that are already trained in a very wide range, so that not everyone is kind of training and developing their own models. And in that sense comes crowdsourcing and open source, where we try to make one base where everyone can kind of profit from that. This obviously also makes the impact much, much slower than if everyone kind of develops their own model. But on the other side, there are obviously also some technology aspects to consider, which is basically where are AI models trained, in which data center, in which region, which is very, very much depending to the green energy mix that the region or country has. Is one very, very important point. Obviously, also run the models or the training of the models when the carbon intensity of the grid is low. For example, when a lot of green energy is inside of the grid, or at times where the grid is not very, very well used. You want to say something?
Yeah. I was just wondering. Absolutely, I totally agree with that. Like, there's what about like baby GPT? Like, have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's like basically an AI, also large language model that actually trains itself, right? Would that be sustainable? Probably not. What do you think about it? Because at the end, you have like people actually using data and putting data into large, you know, data lakes, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it is said around this AI community that the biggest player inside of AI is going to be the crowd, that everything is going to be open sourced and that a lot of people are contributing to it because everyone has access to the computing power with the cloud, basically, and that everyone kind of develops its own model. But I think it's going to be this aspect of like really open source everything and making it like accessible to a lot of people. And I think that's also going to be sustainable in the long term because it's not only the technology that or like we are being more energy efficient, what else, but it's also what we were talking before about having this kind of social enablement, like providing access to a lot of people to a big community without having borders, without having limitations. And I think that's a very, very important aspect as well. And yes.
Yeah, cool thought.
Maybe just to also like extend a little bit or coming back to the technology point, I think what is really also very important to be like more environmental friendly around AI is to use this kind of hardware that is already used to train the models as long as possible. So obviously there are always going to be more efficient, more developed hardware, more devices. But I think it's very, very necessary that we kind of get this into a life cycle where it's used as long as possible, because as mentioned, with producing this kind of hardware, we are already having a very, very big package of emissions, like they're called embodied carbons, coming into the life cycle. And I think if we can extend this whole usage of the hardware, it's going to be a very, very big aspect.
It's basically like buying a new electric car versus driving your old Ford Manta of your grandfather, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
What's more sustainable?
Definitely. Because you already have this embodied carbon inside of this already used device, hardware, whatever it is. And I think it's possible. I mean, the big providers or the big players inside of this AI thing, they're always having the newest hardware, of course. But if they sell, or if they keep the hardware that they kind of replaced in the circle, giving it back to the community or to people where they can use it for other works, for other projects. I think it's a very big very big impact.
Hey, great. Well, let's continue with the next question. The next question is, how can entrepreneurs promote sustainable AI practices? What does that really mean?
So for me, like as a first step is really creating awareness in your business, basically knowing what is AI and how will it actually, how will it impact my business, right? Because I think, as I already mentioned before, you know, most companies don't, or most people don't even have like really an idea where like people working now, like in not non-technologic or technologic focused jobs, they actually do not know what it is. So really, first of all, creating an awareness, you know, making with BI for All, with Revion, a cool workshop to really show them what's in it, what's in the bag, and what's not there as well, because, you know, it's not magic. It's at the end of the day also everything computed and pretty mathematical. And after, you know, knowing what is there to use, starting to use it, making experiments, and then thinking of, you know, the whole ESG part, because an AI works with data, right? And you have to be sustainable in all metaverses of that data, being, is it ethical? You know, okay to use the data? Is it environmentally okay to use that data? Is it like, you know, the computing power, etc.? And is it like, can I use the data in general, like, you know, regulation wise, or am I putting me as an individual or my company in a, you know, am I driving me or the company into a problem while using these technologies?
And I think on the other side, it all goes to contribute, develop solutions, and to collaborate. I mean, we have this global problem of climate, global warming, climate
change,
climate change. And it all goes down to that, to really like work together and also to connect different areas. I mean, there's a use case where AI is now used to like regulate the whole traffic lights to have kind of a better traffic flow, which is then obviously also reducing the emissions that are produced by the car. So to have this kind of use cases where we use technology to improve in another area and to combine two completely different topics together, I think that's necessary to, in the end, to collaborate. I mean, it's not a competitive topic. Sustainability should be something where we really work together to solve this whole problem that we have.
Cool. And we're almost at the end of this podcast. It's super, super interesting. Maybe if you would like to finally summarize the most important takeaways in a few words, what would that be, so our listeners can really have a valid takeaway from it?
Yeah. So first of all, get educated. What is AI in general? Think about all the implications in using it. Not to put it in a bad light or anything like that. It's just a lot of opportunity there, but you have to be just simply aware of also what kind of implications are tied to it. Sustainability, like on the AI part, on the sustainability part in general, it's not only emissions, you know, it's not only whether a Tesla or not a Tesla. It's actually also they're like these UN sustainability, sustainable development goals that give you actually a very good framework of, you know, what is there to achieve, with of course ESG being the main focus there. That's on my point of view for sure.
Yeah, from my side, I mean, we need to consider that AI is inevitable and will affect humanity as it has never been before. And I think together with sustainability, it really is going to be a key factor to solve this whole problem that we are going to face. And I think in my perspective, it's important to use it responsible, to use it with this environmental consciousness and to make intelligent decisions that are improving our situation on a long term. And just obviously for me, it's like sustainability should be included as an aspect and assessment factors for all these decisions and really be like also a key factor in an organization. Therefore also, AI as well. And what we should kind of promote a bit more is this whole thing about transparency and reliability that we are also providing data to our suppliers, to our clients, also to be transparent about making mistakes, about making or not being as good as wanted to be, because this whole thing about greenwashing is really affecting the world in a bad way. So we should also be just like kind of a little bit more human and start to improve day by day. And I think that's the big thing. Like, we need to make small steps and get better at it.
Guys, thank you very much. This has been really a pleasure having you, first having you here, and second having this discussion, which is very interesting, and obviously we could like talk about it forever. That's with every single guest I have. I love that because it's really an interesting topic. Any questions our listeners might have, but they can definitely refer to you guys or to me. Well, I just want to say thank you very much for taking your time and for all these shared and valuable insights. And I hope to speak to you guys soon. Thank you very much to our listeners for their attention, and good luck and all the success.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Guys, thank you very much. This has been really a pleasure having you, first having you here, and second having this discussion, which is very interesting, and obviously we could like talk about it forever. That's with every single guest I have. I love that because it's really an interesting topic. Any questions our listeners might have, but they can definitely refer to you guys or to me. Well, I just want to say thank you very much for taking your time and for all these shared and valuable insights. And I hope to speak to you guys soon. Thank you very much to our listeners for their attention, and good luck and all the success.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes.